Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and my next guest has a personal story about childhood obesity. As a mother, she stewarded her daughter's weight loss, helping her get from obese to what's considered a normal weight. You may have read or heard about her article in last April's edition of Vogue, which was, to say the least, controversial. Her book, The Heavy, A Mother, A Daughter, A Diet, is now out. Dara Lynn Weiss, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks so much for having me.
And there's a moment in your story when you recognize there's a problem with your daughter B's weight and health. So let's start there. She was 6 years old.
She was 6 years old. She was visibly heavy, but that didn't necessarily mean unhealthy as far as I was concerned. But at her checkup with her pediatrician, after years of saying, she's big, she's, you know, on the high end of the chart, but she could grow out of this, just let's not worry about it. The doctor said, you need to try to get this under control. It's not going away on its own. She's not growing out of it. That led to a year-long effort that I spearheaded of trying to make the sort of lifestyle changes that you hear will eliminate the problem of obesity, better food choices, portion control, exercise, all that.
Part of your approach was calorie counting and about what they call this green light, yellow light, red light system.
Yes, that began a year after the first pediatrician appointment. We went back and she had gained 23 pounds on my regimen. So clearly I realized I was not equipped to steward this this ship. And we sought the help of a pediatric obesity specialist who has this red light, green light, eat right program that is a diet. I mean, she doesn't call it a diet, but I'm happy to call it a diet. It is a structured calorie-centric program for helping kids control their weight.
Were you doing something wrong? Because with a child that young, 6 years old, 7 years old, you as the parent control her diet almost entirely, right?
Indeed. And that was sort of the first thing I looked at. And she was a very healthful kid. You know, she exercised as much as any other kid. She had healthy food. We didn't eat junk food. We didn't play video games. That just wasn't our lifestyle. She was not an athlete, but she took dance class and she was a normal kid.
Talking about a six-year-old. Here.
Yeah. And she has a little brother, a year younger than she, and he's in the same house with the same environment, same parents, same food, and he didn't have a weight problem. Mm-hmm. So it became quite clear that there was something inherently, you know, genetic.
Metabolic, yeah.
I don't even think it was medical, but more just a personality trait, like an affinity for food and a maybe not a slow metabolism, but a predisposition for weight gain, however that manifests.
Now, listeners, we can take a few phone calls for Darlene Weiss, and with, you know, the rates of childhood obesity as high as they are, we know that there are many among you who have struggled with this with your kids. What's been your approach? How have you had success? 212-433-WNYC. Did you read her Vogue article or wind up talking about it with somebody? And some of the things that were controversial in it at the time, which we'll get to. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And there are some moments you write about in the book that perhaps, as you said, were not your proudest moment. And let's get this out of the way now, because this was probably what drew the most criticism from your article in Vogue. Many readers felt that you were being too public about your daughter's weight and diet. You describe dramatically pouring out a hot chocolate at Starbucks because it had some unwarranted whipped cream, things like that. In retrospect, would you have done some of those things differently?
I stand very much by the fact that obesity is a public disease, and that much as we might want to whisper about it at home and act like it's some sort of shameful thing, that was not the course I wanted to take. I wanted to treat it as though she had diabetes or hypertension, that this was a medical problem that required dietary adaptations to manage. And so I felt very comfortable in public settings saying, can you tell me how many calories are in that? Or can you cut me a half a slice of that? And that led to some awkwardness, some frustration. People don't understand kind of why you're acting that way. And so I felt it was very crucial to her getting healthy that we not loosen the reins on those kinds of requirements, that if you get a hot chocolate and you're drinking it happily and then all of a sudden you learn that it has whipped cream in it and it's double the calories you thought, you got to stop drinking it. And do I love, you know, when I got emotional and frustrated about it, I was not proud of that. But I do stand by, we had to be strict about our limits.
How old is she now?
She's 9 years old.
How's she doing?
She's fantastic. She's a wonderful child, has always been a wonderful and beautiful child. And proud to say she has maintained her healthier weight. Even prouder to say that she's very much adopted the healthier habits on her own. I'm not sort of forcing her diet. She's acquired it as really part of her lifestyle.
So what's been the key to your success?
You know, I don't have a prescription for it. I have an amazing child, and I give her so much credit because she did this, and this is hard to do for a kid.
For a kid that young, to internalize those messages.
To listen, to say, yeah, to allow mommy to tell you you can't have a second piece of cake when you could easily take that second piece of cake, you know, behind your mommy's back, and she just didn't. And she understood. She's a very mature, intelligent child, and she saw the big picture, and she wanted to get healthy. And the only thing I give myself credit for is that strictness and refusal to back down and willingness to be the heavy, which is the title of the book, because it's the willingness to do the unpopular thing that is the right thing.
And how does she feel about the book and the fact that her private life as a 9-year-old is being made a public spectacle of?
She doesn't know kind of what is going to come. None of us does. I think the article was informative in that it was such a vicious backlash, but it did not at all filter down to her. She was very unscathed. She was barely aware that anyone was upset about it. And that was important for me to know because I didn't want this to be something she was being attacked for. You know, I felt that I was willing to put myself out there and open this discussion.
And I gather one thing you came to regret is the fact that there was a photo of you and Bea together in the Vogue article.
I do feel only because of the response, you know, of the backlash that it became so emotional. I thought it would be a nice kind of spirited discussion about childhood obesity, which I was happy to have my daughter kind of be a face of. But when it got as sort of ugly as it did with allegations of child abuse and humiliation, I had wished she sort of hadn't been in the picture. But I approached it really as, I was so proud of her. She had achieved something so unusual, so special, that I felt it was a recognition she deserved to be photographed.
Darilyn Weiss, author of The Heavy, A Mother, A Daughter, A Diet, and Vicki in Westbury. You're on WNYC. Hi, Vicki.
Hello. Good morning.
Tell us about your situation.
I actually put my daughter on a diet. She was less than two. And my doctor was actually encouraging me for some time to do it. She was born on the weight, and I felt that I needed to bulk her up, and I did. But what the doctor told me that really changed my entire view of the situation was, she said I had created a situation where my daughter will have to fight her weight for the rest of her life. She said, I have created, changed her metabolism. I've created cells in her body that will easily be susceptible to fat. And it really scared me, and I changed it. My daughter is now 18 years old, and she manages her weight by exercising every day, watching what she eats. But the doctor was absolutely correct. What I did create a situation where my daughter has to keep her eye on what she eats. And I think that's the part. I think that we are very concerned with how it's perceived when we address serious issues like weight gain and health issues with young children, but I don't believe they grow it out. My son, which was born 4 years later, I did the opposite. I actually watched what he ate and didn't have the problem. My daughter, that's now 18 at university, does have to exercise. She does have to watch what she eats, and she is more susceptible to weight gain.
Vicki, thank you so much. And another story like yours, Darilyn, about two siblings who are very different in their food tendencies and what they need to do. I wonder if science would really back that up, that some things she did to plump up, I think she put it, an underweight infant and stopped by the time that baby was 2 years old, really could have created whatever food problems that child has ever since. I don't know.
I think the important takeaway, though, is that different children have different nutritional needs. And unfortunately, for those who are in that position, some of them do have to be vigilant. Some kids can eat whatever they want and some have to manage it. And I do think that, you know, seven is not too early to teach a child who is not self-regulating, who's not able to manage her weight, to teach her how to do that in a healthy way. And that indeed it might be something she has to deal with for her whole life. And I agree that in my case, my child was not about to grow out of it and that it was important to teach those lessons as hard as they were.
Let's take another call. Stephen in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning. I've got twin daughters. They're almost 2 years old. One of them is in the 70th percentile. The other one is 98th percentile. We measure their foods. We weigh their food. So they're eating the exact same amount. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned that the heavier one, she looks overweight. She's rounder. She's plumper. And the doctor just keeps saying she's going to grow out of it. I mean, how proactive should parents be in insisting from their pediatricians that they come up with a satisfactory answer?
You're saying you have twin daughters. I presume they're fraternal, not identical?
That's correct.
And you're feeding them the exact same diets, and one is in the 70th percentile for weight and one is in the 90th?
98th.
And so there's something physiological here. Darylin, I don't know, you know, you're not a doctor, right? So I don't
Correct.
Know that you know the exact difference here.
No, but I think we all know.
But there is also such a thing as baby fat that they grow out of.
We also all know that two people can eat the same thing and have a very different
right.
result, which is why this is there is no prescription or even calorie count that will work for any child. In our case, I have a great deal of trust in our pediatrician, and I really listen to her directive. And for the years, you know, from 3 to 6, when she said, don't worry about it, let's see how it goes, I was happy to do that. And then, you know, she changed her tune at a certain point and said, yeah, this is not really going away. And I think your children are so young that it seems, again, I'm far from a medical professional, but that if you trust your doctor and they're saying they can, you know, take a wait and see attitude, I think they're still young enough that you can do that. And then if it continues to be a problem.
I think the real cautionary tale here is that even with parents who are very conscious of what they're doing, like yourself and that caller Stephen just now, this can still be a problem that persists and it takes constant management. But before you go, back to the controversy for a second. Why Vogue? I mean, that magazine has such a reputation, which you describe yourself, for inspiring body image issues among women. You could have gone to, you know, pick one. The New Yorker, I don't know. Do you think the reaction would have been different if it had been published elsewhere? Or again, do you have any regrets about your choice?
It wasn't entirely a choice of mine. They actually approached me because someone I'd been talking to about the book idea knew an editor there. So I was thrilled because Vogue, you know, sure, it's a fashion magazine, but it's a journalistically, you know, serious magazine. And they cover important issues that women are interested in. And of course, I was aware that this was a magazine that glorifies the very images that kind of make this conversation so difficult. But in a way, I felt, you know, I read this magazine. I'm subject to those same kind of feelings of pressure and insecurity in reading it. And I'm a mother and I have an overweight child. And maybe this is an interesting place to tell this story. But absolutely, it affected how it was received. I sort of became some socialite who wanted a skinny daughter and, you know, on from there.
20 seconds. What do you hope will come from the book?
I hope that people will understand the truth of what one goes through with an obese child, the difficulties that are not really talked about, the obstacles that are in the way of helping kids get healthy, and whether they have their own obese children or not, that they can understand the process a little better and be more sensitive to it.
Darylin Wells, author of The Heavy. Darylin Weiss, author of The Heavy, A Mother, A Daughter, A Diet. Thank you so much for your candor.
Thanks for having me here.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.